May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Church geeks sometimes call this Sunday Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, sometimes called Gaudete Sunday. It is the day in the Advent season that we light the pink candle, the gaudy candle, Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is a Latin word. It comes from the phrase Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. It means rejoice. Gaudete Sunday. A Sunday to rejoice. To rejoice in the Lord. That Latin phrase, Gaudete in Domino Semper, in the ancient Latin service would have been the opening refrain, the introit that began this service on the third Sunday in Advent. We hear a lot about rejoicing in today's readings and in the hymn that we just sang. And for those of you who are following the Advent word, today's word is rejoice. It's not chance that rejoice is offered to us on this Sunday. Philippians talks about rejoicing in the Lord. It is in this season of Advent a time to recognize the joy that is in our anticipation as we look forward to Christmas. And if we put aside for a moment John the Baptist, there is a lot of joy throughout the propers, throughout the readings appointed for this day. John the Baptist, of course, with his brood of vipers and unquenchable fire, does not seem to be expressing joy. On the other hand, Zephaniah, Philippians, the canticle from Isaiah, speak of joy. And I want to focus in particular on Zephaniah, the Old Testament reading appointed for today. What do you know about the prophet Zephaniah? I'll admit I had to review a little bit. Zephaniah is one of what are often called the 12 minor prophets in the Hebrew scriptures. Zephaniah was a historical figure. We don't know a great deal about him, but he lived just before the more famous prophet, Jeremiah, during the time of the reign of King Josiah. 7th century BC. It was a tumultuous time in the history and politics of the people of Israel. The book of Zephaniah is brief. The prophetic work of Zephaniah is only 3 chapters. And the reading that we have for today are the final verses in the book of Zephaniah, the last half of the 3rd chapter, the closing words of the prophet Zephaniah. And those words are just steeped with joy. A gentle joy, a bubbling up joy, a sense of rejoicing and exultation in these words of Zephaniah. But it's helpful as we think about these closing words of Zephaniah. It's helpful to go back and look at the book as a whole. I don't know if we ever read in our lectionary, I didn't check, from the first chapters of Zephaniah. But the beginning of the prophecy of Zephaniah is very different from the end. It begins with a very different note, a very different tone, a very different message. And it's helpful to remember that different beginning. It's helpful to remember the context into which these final words of joy and praise are offered. It's helpful to journey with Zephaniah from where Zephaniah begins to where Zephaniah ends. The first chapters of Zephaniah blare out in harsh judgment against the people's worship of false gods, against rulers who act like foreigners, not caring for their own people. Zephaniah speaks harshly against the violence, fraud, complacency, and the faithless assumption of the people that God is powerless in their midst. Image after image pile up in these first chapters of Zephaniah to paint a portrait of the destruction that will come on what is called the Day of the Lord. The people shall walk like the blind, their blood shall be poured out like dust, the whole earth shall be consumed, Zephaniah writes. But it is precisely into that context, precisely into that reality, where there appears to be no room for hope, no room for optimism, that Zephaniah dares to proclaim that things will take a radical turn for the better with the arrival of the Lord, with the coming of the presence of God. With that sense of hope brought by God's presence, the prophet moves from the dire portraits painted in the first chapters of his work to this wonderful burst of joy and song that concludes the prophetic work. The world is a total mess, and the people have failed God and been faithless to God's promises. And yet, God will come to them, be with them, bless them, pull them through within the context of this dire and seemingly hopeless situation. The prophet's explanation of what God does, of why God comes to be with the people, the prophet's explanation of this is based not on anything that the people have done or will do, but solely on an understanding of who God is. Who God is. Part of who God is a God who comes to be with God's people. In the midst of a world that is a mess in Zephaniah's time, God comes. And God is joyful. God is joyful to be with the people. God's joy is expressed simply because God is there with God's own people. Gaudete Sunday is typically, usually, talked about our call to rejoice in God. Rejoice in the Lord always. But Zephaniah talks about God rejoicing in us. God rejoicing in us. God rejoicing in our presence. God speaks through the prophet tenderly to Jerusalem, calling Jerusalem a loving daughter and saying to the people of Jerusalem, do not fear, rejoice. The Lord your God is in your midst. Now is in your midst. God will rejoice over you with gladness. God will renew you in his love. God will exult over you with loud singing. God sings hymns of praise. God raises God's own voice in joyful song over us, over the people. Loud singing. God sings in this passage with joy and exultation over us, over the people. Through the many diversions of the internet this week, I came across a quote by the poet and writer Wendell Berry. In one of his poems, he exhorts, "Be joyful, even though you have considered all the facts." It's a good exhortation for us, certainly, particularly in this Advent season. But in Zephaniah, that's what God does. God rejoices, even though God has considered all the facts about us. God rejoices over us, even though God has considered all the facts. That's what God does. That's who God is. Despite the facts of our today worship of false gods, violence, fraud, complacency, and the faithless assumption that God is powerless in our lives, despite those facts about us, God rejoices in us, and God comes to be with us. The mess, the violence, the darkness, the sin are real. And into that reality God comes joyfully. Joyfully to be with us, because that's who God is. We pray in the collect appointed for this Sunday, "Stir up your power and come among us." And God comes joyfully, singing in exultation, just to be among us. Back to John the Baptist for just a little bit. Because it occurs to me, within the context of Zephaniah, that John the Baptist is the first chapter. John names the reality, the mess, that is our lives, that is our world. John reminds us that we made this mess and that we are powerless to fix it. Just as the people were in Zephaniah's day, as they were in Jesus' day, as we are today. The mess is real. John reminds us of that, like the first chapter of Zephaniah. But Jesus is the third chapter of Zephaniah. God with us. Despite the facts, having considered the facts, God with us in joy. Jesus is God's song of exaltation at the pure joy of being with us, of coming among us, of sharing our lives with us. Jesus is God's song of joy and exultation at being with us. God sings, God rejoices over us, because that's who God is. Amen.
Amen.